His habitation is a separate and holy place. You see, God is holy. And where he dwells, there must be that separation from the world. He hasn't chosen to dwell in the world. No, he has called the people out of the world to dwell in them. And therefore they are separate and distinct from that world which they come out of. And this holy temple is that. It's separate. It's on the holy hill of Zion. Away above the rest. It's the light on the hill which cannot be hid. Shining through that dark world, but not part of it. High above it. Distinct. Separate. The world is not in her. Or at least ought not to be. It is not enough that the church be washed. God also fences her and he hedges her from the world and keeps the world out. And the world, the temple, must be separate and holy. The church is different, brethren and sisters. You know that. We are not a worldly institution. We're not run like the world. We don't think like the world. God dwells in us. He is our King, the Holy One of Israel. And he doesn't dwell anywhere else. And this is a clear separation. We're under divine headship. We're under Christ, our King. And we're under divine laws. The laws of God and the laws of the kingdom, the laws of his temple. He has fenced his habitation with his holy word. But one of the great books of the Bible is the book of Leviticus. Marvelous book. Practically all the words of God himself speaking directly. The tabernacle has just been erected. It has just been finished and put together and set apart. And God has come into the midst of his tabernacle. He's come and taken up his residence in the tent in the midst and among his people. And what happens next? He speaks out of the tent. And the book of Leviticus is a speech. Powerful book. God dwelling in the midst of his people speaking. What a speech it was. And the key word among the many things in that Levitical speech, the key word repeated many times throughout it is, sanctify yourselves. Be ye holy, for I am holy. And that's the key word of God dwelling in the midst of his people. That's what God says as he's in his temple, in his house. He says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Sanctify yourselves. Maintain your separation from the world. Keep the lines of separation clear. That's the tax that ought to be hung in the temple of God. Be ye holy, for I am holy. He is holy, his habitation should be holy. His people should be holy. Holy in their lives, but especially holy in his house when they come together. The congregation is the courts of his holiness as he walks among us. And so, brethren and sisters, the church is not a worldly institution doing worldly things like the world does. It obeys God. It pleases God. It's a spiritual house like no other house. It follows the regulative principle of his holy word. It's his holy place. And it must maintain this. What agreement, Paul says in his second epistle. What agreement? What covenant? What accord? What league hath the temple of God with idols? You can't make a league with idols. You can't have a marriage contract with idolatry. You can't have a union with the world and its wickedness and all its unclean, perverse unions. You can't have a union with that. It has no agreement with that. It's separate from that. Light doesn't agree with darkness. I'll dwell in them and walk in them. They're to be holy, for I'm holy. It's God's house.